Good morning, everybody, and welcome to 2025. Today is January 9th, and this is our first Thursday morning MV Pro Call of the year. I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotoVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. A couple things here. First off, we do have our virtual installer training facility virtual tour coming up right about a half hour after this call ends this morning. We are going to record that, but if you're able to hop on live, it's a free virtual tour. I'd love to have you on. If you have not seen the Zoom link on the multitude of emails that we've been sending out and Facebook posts and LinkedIn and everything else, then let me know after this call and I can get that to you. So that's going to be super exciting. We do have classes. So January is sold out, but we do have classes beginning in February for sales and installer training. Those can be customized however you would like them to be. So I'm going to start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had last month, I guess, this year? Anything you've learned this year that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have?
Kelly?
Yeah.
So I have one that might not merit discussion, but I'll throw it out there. You're aware of it, which is when you are running a water treatment dealership, what kind of warranties do you offer? Do you honor manufacturer's warranties? Or do you go ahead, Kelly.
No, I love it. That would be kind of an interesting topic. Period. But I'm curious about the people that are on what they do and what their thoughts are and what their suggestions are, what is covered.
Not name names, but you want to describe what happened?
Yeah, please. Absolutely. I think it's okay.
So I have a system, a water softener and a carbon tank, and the board went bad on the carbon tank. Just, I don't know what took it out, but it's kaput. And so I talked to Kelly about it, and he said to me, I'm pretty sure the manufacturer's warranty on the board is 5 years, and the system was put in about 3.5 years ago. So I called the supplier, the dealer that sold it to me, and I said, hey, I want to get a board. And they said, just 1 year. I said, I thought it was blah, blah, blah. And then I said, I am in the industry and so forth, and I can get one somewhere else if I need to. But my understanding was that it was a 5-year warranty. So the man on the phone was very nice. He didn't know, right? And he said, let me check. So he puts me on hold. He comes back. He says, I talked to my manager. And he said, our policy is it's 1 year on all parts. So I said, so you don't extend the manufacturer's warranty to your customer if it's longer? And I said, because I know who runs that company. And I said, is he still there or is he retired? He said, no, he's still here. I said, maybe I should talk to him. And the gentleman on the phone said, yes, I think you should. So I said, have him give me a call at his discretion. We hang up. About 2 hours later, I get a call back from the young man who says, we'll be providing that part at no charge. So I don't know whether he said, the gentleman that gave me that information was misinformed or some baloney. I talked to the wrong person. I don't really know what happened. Could be that was the case. Could be that they just don't honor them because most people aren't in the industry that they're dealing with and don't know. So anyway, that was the example. So just throw it out there. I mean, I'll tell you what we did with our dealership was we honored any manufacturer's warranty.
Yeah.
In some cases, we would go the other way and say, we'll honor all parts for X number of years no matter. We'll eat it. But we certainly didn't go in the other direction where if a tank had a 10-year warranty and it had a problem after 7. I'm just talking parts, not labor. So anyway, that was my thought, Kelly.
Yeah, so So I'm going to open it up there because I have some thoughts about that. But what do you guys – so to Paul's question, and again, you know, on this call, we do not talk product and we don't talk company. So I want to stay away from particular brand names or different products, and I don't want to get into like a, you know, well, our warranty is, you know, named this one or that one or so on and so forth. We're keeping this at a top level question about, you know, what do you do with the manufacturer's warranty? Do you extend it? Do you have a longer warranty? You know, what are some of the possibilities? What do you guys do on that stuff? And how do you have those conversations with the customer? Anybody?
Repose that question, Kelly. I'm sorry.
So do you stay strictly with the manufacturer's warranty? Do you extend the warranty? Do you – what criteria do you – you know, how do you describe the warranty to the customer? You know, in Paul's scenario, the particular brand that he has, the manufacturer that he has, I know has a 5-year warranty on the board, pretty much across the board, it doesn't matter what name is on the front of it. I know that the manufacturer's warranty has a 5-year warranty on the computer components on that particular system. The company that he's dealing with, it sounds like, may have opted to only offer a 1-year warranty on all the parts across the board. So my question is, how do you handle the warranty issues? How do you describe it? What do you do? How do you have that discussion with the customer?
Yeah. Can I add one other thought? So what the end result for me is, it creates doubt in my mind about their ethics as a company. And
yeah, but
could
would
come
the average
light,
consumer know what the warranty was on that?
No, I was going to say this could come to light in a different way, which is they're not in the industry, but they talk to another dealer who says, what? No. Those things are warranted from the OEM for X number of years. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't have to be because you're in the industry. You know, that's it's sort of the question is, what's your policy on warranties?
So I guess I wonder if it's possible that if there are OEMs, if there is OEMs out there that have a different warranty. I mean, I've never seen on that particular model, that particular valve, I've never seen a warranty less than 5 years on the board. But it's possible that an OEM may only offer 1 year on it. You know, I don't know. That's I've not ever seen that, but it's possible. So I don't know that I would jump to an ethics conclusion necessarily.
No, I'm not saying that I've gone there. I'm saying it creates doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you wonder. My mind. I question their ethics now. No question about it. Now, it may not be. I'm not saying it's not etched in stone, but it certainly does give me a warm feeling about how they operate.
Yeah. So warranties are, you know, these are covered by law on what, and warranties are legally required to be, you're supposed to give a warranty anytime you sell a product. Legally, you have to make available a written copy of the warranty and what it covers and what its exemptions are. And that written copy has to be in the language of the person who's buying the product. So, they've made those rules to protect, just different people out there. So that is by law. Although a warranty, warranties in general do not have to be in writing. If somebody says, well, let's take care of my iron, and you say, I absolutely promise it will take care of your iron, you just created a warranty. Whether it's in writing or not, you're now liable for that warranty. Okay. There are little fine print things, and I always get a little bothered by companies that are out there. Oh, this has a lifetime, top to bottom lifetime warranty on it. Top to bottom lifetime warranty.
I'm assuming, what was that?
So when I hear that, it's a little disingenuous, because then when you start to get into what, you know, certain states then further define what is considered the lifetime of an appliance, for example. Okay, and I know in Michigan, for example, now it's been a while since I read this, but so this is probably 10 or 15 year old information is the last time I verified this, so I'll put a little asterisk on that. But in Michigan, a lifetime of an appliance is considered 10 years, and so, or was, I don't know if that's the case now. So putting a lifetime warranty on something means that that's essentially a 10-year warranty. Now, if that's spelled out, you know, specifically, I know that there are companies out there that have prorated warranties. There is one manufacturer that I'm aware of that puts a 25-year warranty on their valve, on everything, like the whole thing, 25 years on the water softener. I saw that. It was in writing. It was in their manual. But then when you start to delve into it, there are all kinds of exceptions. Like, for example, Paul, you know, in your situation, you said that you suspect that maybe something happened during the storm. Well, that would certainly, and I think most water softeners are not covered from storm damage or electrical surges or those types of things. Those are exemptions in most of the warranties that I've seen, you know, that they would not, those would be exceptions to that warranty being covered. And so, you know, but providing that stuff to the customers, I'll tell you what the way I usually tell customers, because look, you know, you start to get these really long, stupid, ridiculous warranties. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of start to get suspicious on them. When somebody tells me that you've got this really great warranty that sounds so out of place from everybody else's warranty, I start to go, okay, what is the fine print on that? You know, what is, so a lifetime warranty, what does that mean? Does that mean that I have to, you buy a TV from Costco, do you get to take the TV back, or do you have to ship the TV back to the manufacturer and have them cover it? You know, if it's a softener, does it cover the parts, but suddenly they're going to charge you $600-$700 on labor to replace the parts, you know? That is something that I do see in terms of common warranties that I see out there. I see people, usually the plumbing and installation work is covered for a year. That's pretty typical that I see. A lot of dealers do. Some of them will be 6 months. Some of them are a year. After that, there's usually a trip charge out there. Electronics are pretty commonly covered for, well, some of the less expensive softeners are 1 year. I've seen, I mean, you know, most of the box store units are some of them are 90 days on the electronics that I've seen when you start to look into those warranties. But typically 5 years on the electronics is pretty typical. And then what I'll see a lot of times is 10 years on, and they'll spell it out. They'll say things like, you know, 10 years on parts, 5 years on the electronics, and then they'll say lifetime on tanks, for example. And so the way I often will describe that to the customer is I'll say 1 year on workmanship, 5 years on the electronics, 10 years on the tanks, and a lifetime on all the stuff that will never break, or you know, whatever that is. So, and I always kind of say it that way, or that is most least likely to break. And because customers, once you start to get past 8-10 years, I mean, I always say, you know, the technology has changed. So I've been doing this almost 3 decades, and I've seen just tremendous technological advances. And I'm not so sure I want the same technology. I mean, think about cell phones. It's kind of the way I think about that, right? So I bought a cell phone 10 years ago. I didn't, but I mean, I did, but I don't have it anymore. Who does? But, you know, if I had a, I bought that cell phone 10 years ago and it had a 10-year warranty on it, would I want that same cell phone that I had 10 years ago? I mean, and we don't realize it sometimes, but man, some of the technological advances we've had over the last 10 years, even in this industry, you know, with computer components and valve components and even the types of valves. I mean, I think once you can explain all that to a customer, I think the warranty becomes a little less, it's not as appealing. A lifetime warranty is not as appealing. And in my experience anyway, these companies that offer these lifetime warranties, God, I don't know how about you guys, but I've so many times talked to customers who said they'd tried to claim it and the person came out and said, oh, you can't get parts for that anymore. So, but we'll give you this new one at 50% off, which is still 50% off is still this ridiculously high price. It's almost just a way to get them back into the home. And I might be going askew from your original question, Paul, and certainly this is off topic from what I was going to talk about.
Well, don't let me monopolize it then, because it was something else I would add regarding warranties. When we're teaching in the WQA courses, we teach that you do not, at least on a national level, you do not have to provide a written warranty, which surprised me. The problem is, if you do decide to supply a written warranty, there are a number of hoops through which you have to jump. So if you stay out of it completely, you have that option. But once you open that door, then you have to satisfy a number of criteria.
Are you sure about that?
We could be wrong.
You do not have to provide a written warranty. I thought that was federal. I thought that was what's that?
The name of the act, I think it's like Magnuson-Moss, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm going from memory, which is crap these days. But it surprised me, Kelly, that that's the case. I'm looking at it going, no way. But that's what I believe is the case. But, any state could also have enacted their own requirements about warranties.
But
the other thing I was just going to – go ahead, what were you going to say?
Well, I think the way that act is written, if I'm recalling correctly, is that you have to make available. So you don't have to physically hand them a written copy. But if they request it, you have to have that available.
That's not what we teach. We teach you do not have to. If you have a written warranty, yes, absolutely. You have to make it available in writing before the purchase to the buyer. And it has to do this, that, and the other thing. And whether it's a limited warranty or a full warranty, there's all these provisions, depending. But the other thing I was just going to mention is when we were selling equipment, it was fairly straightforward. We'd say to people, all parts for the first 5 years, labor for the first year, and some parts are warrantied from the manufacturer beyond that five-year time, and we honor that. And like you were saying, most people are very satisfied with that. Oh, 5 years, all parts? Okay. So.
Well, I think they understand that you're not going to warranty it. If somebody takes a hammer to it, or the kids go down, I think most people understand that there are exemptions, normal exemptions, to the warranty. You know what I mean? So,
I had a guy call me and said he needed a new salt tank hole in it.
What's that?
That guy told you the story, and I didn't believe him. I said, salt tank's not going to get holes in it. I said, well, let me say that. He says, well, because my son shot a bow and arrow in the basement and shot the arrow right into the side of the salt tank.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't looking for it for free. It was just, yes, there are things that can happen that the warranty doesn't cover.
Yeah, so shooting a bow and arrow through the system is probably not going to that would not be a warrantied issue, I wouldn't think. Paul, you actually work, Paul Sanfransky, you represent a manufacturer that has a pretty specific warranty. How do you guys describe your warranty and what types of warranty policies do you have, if you're willing to share?
The owner's manual on every piece of equipment that we have on the very last or the last couple of pages, it is listed out.
Yeah.
We email, because they don't provide us copies any longer of these manuals due to the expense. But we do email that book to the customer. It is the owner's, not the installation manual, but the owner's manual.
Right, the owner's manual.
The installation manual doesn't even have it in the installation manual. You got to go to the owner's manual to get it.
Yeah.
And we follow that pretty well. The bow and arrow thing, no, we're not going to cover that warranty. They clean their salt tank out. They left debris on the floor. They put a hole in the bottom of the salt tank. That is on the customer.
Yeah.
We do use a little discretion when, say, something just goes out of warranty. We can get that to go through, 30, 60 days tops. If something fails and it was 5 years and 30 days, we have a little bit of liberty there to where we can, get away with still being able to get a credit on that board or whatever that part was with our company that we deal with. We provide 1 year of service at no charge to the customer as well after the install.
Yeah.
Make sure that everything is working properly, of course.
And I think that's pretty typical.
You know, it's written, and like you said, in Michigan, you know, people claim these lifetime warranties, and there are some things that are stated on our warranty that say lifetime, and yes, it is, lifetime is 10 years. You know, it is, we use that. Well, it says lifetime. Yeah, well, we need to do the research on what they consider to be lifetime in our case.
Yeah, right, right. And that's, I almost sometimes, I would rather, and have in many cases when I've worked with a company that offers a lifetime warranty, I like to explain what that is to the customer. Because for me as a consumer, I'd rather know that honestly up front. You know, I think it almost feels a little, you know, it's, I mean, reality is most people, you know, they move their houses. You know, they move, people don't stay in a house more than 10 years. Usually, I mean, you know, they typically move every 5 years or so. And so when a company puts a warranty out, especially if it's a non-transferable warranty, you know, it doesn't transfer to a new location or to a new owner, you know, that putting a 10-year warranty on something is pretty, it's pretty safe for most companies.
Yeah, and ours are non-transferable as well, you know, from one location to another. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and there have been times where that customer was just so difficult that within 45 to 60 days, I would still do that as well. You know,
so what was that? You said a 90-day money-back guarantee?
We have 30-day money-back guarantee on our systems. It is stated right on our manuals. And, but I said I would – there have been times where I've extended that to 45 or 60 days.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that the customer was just so unreasonable, why would you want them as a customer?
When I was in sales, we had I've gone around, worked with different clients all over the country and talked to different people, and I've recommended, because when I was in sales, the company that this is what I grew up with, right? It's what we had. We had a 90-day, no questions asked, money-back guarantee, meaning for the first 90 days, if somebody didn't like it, for whatever reason, they didn't like the color of it, they didn't like us, they just didn't, they, whatever reason, we would come take it out. Now, our company didn't even charge them a fee to uninstall it. I think that especially for a small dealership, there needs to be a restocking fee, if you will, right? So, you know, you no longer have a new piece of equipment. And there is cost associated with going back out there and the time associated. So I think it's completely reasonable to offer that minus an install fee or, a couple hundred, $200 or $300 or a percentage of the purchase price or whatever that is. I think that's 100% reasonable. But I got to tell you, that 90-day money-back guarantee, there was only one time in all the years with the hundreds of units that I sold, only one time that a customer decided that they didn't want something, that they wanted it taken out, that we had to utilize that. And it was, I had sold them a softener and a reverse osmosis system. And they called and decided that they were not using the reverse osmosis. They didn't want it. And so I called the office and scheduled the installation, you know, for them to come take it out. And they kept the softener. They just didn't want the drinking water system. And, you know, I didn't try and guilt them into it. I, you know, told them. I just always felt like that, too. I didn't want to – I don't know if you guys have ever had that 90-day money-back guarantee, but then you call the company or whatever it is, and they make it super difficult for you to get it back. And that's a turnoff to me. That would just put a really sour taste in my mouth. But anyway, this customer, we went back out. We uninstalled the reverse osmosis system, you know, made it look nice and pretty, cleaned up everything. She ended up writing me a letter talking about how easy that process was, you know, saying how much they loved the softener, they loved the company, they loved the service. But then she mentioned when she decided they didn't want the the reverse osmosis, she talked about how easy it was to get that refund, to get it taken out and refunded, and how nice of a job our installers did on taking it all out and everything. And I used to show that letter. That letter, you know, people told me I would never show that. It reminds them that there's a 90-day money-back guarantee. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not – you got to have a little faith in people, because that letter where she talked about how easy it was to get the refund probably sold me. So her taking that – getting that system out and writing me a letter to that effect probably sold – I can't even tell you how many systems, but there was so many times that I used to carry that letter. You know, I had a book that had all the reference letters and things in it that I'd show people after I was done with my sales presentation. I'd say something like, you know, of course, I've been telling you how great I am. Let me show you this. Here's some letters from some of my customers, and, you know, you can hear it from their words. And I'd hand them that book while I was kind of cleaning up, you know, my test kit and packing stuff away and everything, and let them look at that. But people would ask me, well, yeah, but how hard do you have to fight, you know, if you want it taken out? Because they've all had that experience. And say, here, let me show you what this person said, this letter. And I would open up that letter and I'd let them read it. And it just made them feel so much more at ease. And I can tell you, with all the years that I was in sales and all the systems that I sold, I never had anybody else except that person want to take it out. And, I had faith in our equipment. I had faith in our service and our company. And so I just knew that we had good equipment and we were selling it and installing it properly. And so, as long as I had faith that we were really taking care of people and that it was really going to serve their needs, if you do it that way, you're not going to get stuff. People aren't going to call you and want to take it out. And even if they do, I mean, what's it going to cost you? I mean, they're going to be out there telling people how they got stuck with this unit that they don't ever use. That's going to, you know, if you work on referrals, that's going to kill you, you know? So,
you are absolutely correct.
What was that, Paul?
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, guys, this was not the topic I had scheduled to talk about today. I was actually going to talk about water hardness and, you know, when we, you know, what levels we consider hard. This was something, a conversation that I saw on the Water Treatment Pros group last month sometime. I actually wrote an article about it coming up in, I think, this month's issue of Water Conditioning and Purification Magazine. One of the magazines, WCP. And I thought it would be a good conversation to have here. We're gonna do that one next week. These are my favorites, and how often that we started the year off with that. Thank you, Paul Freya, a lot for that, because I love these kinds of conversations that are driven by you guys, you know, the topics that you have. This is a good one. It was kind of an interesting, you know, how do we handle those things? What do we do? So, all right. Any final thoughts here before we close out?
Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, and so like most manufacturers, we have an entry-level system, we have a mid-level system, we have like the Cadillac system, and each one has a specific warranty associated with it. It's in writing. We let them know up front of what it is. And I think this is more than anything of anybody that's listening to this, this is a customer service issue.
Yes.
What I hope, Paul, is that the person that you were talking to was just misinformed and thought you were talking about one piece of equipment. Maybe he's thinking about something else. But that's why it is so important in your organization that everybody is rowing in the same direction. Everybody knows what the warranties are on specific pieces of equipment, everything from the owner to the salespeople to the installers, your service people, your people answering the phones, because what it has is, well, you brought it up, that it has created doubt. And these days, those letters that you carried around with you, Kelly, are now online reviews. And if you disappoint a customer, the likelihood that they're going to give you a bad review is pretty high. and the likelihood that they will ever give you a referral is very low. So I think it goes back to customer service and training, and do what you say, say what you do.
Man, you saved one of the best points for last, Scott. That was awesome. Yeah, that was – I couldn't agree with everything that you said more. So.
And just as Michelle, really quick, yeah. I was going to say, yes, yeah. Scott, 100% from a consumer's point of view, you hit it head on. Thanks.
Yeah. Excellent. Guys, I hope to see you there in 30 minutes for our virtual installer training facility tour. With that, we will talk to you guys next week, if not before. Be safe, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.